work at the Suns front office. Now he's an NBA insider with ESPN. And Amin El-Hassan has just joined the show. And, Amin, you've never had the pleasure in your life of seeing me without a hat on, but it's ugly. I mean, I got an ugly head, and it's God's fault. I mean, it's just, what was he doing when he gave me the splotches of hair? But the last time I saw you on TV, the salad was fantastic. I mean, fantastic. I got to ask, when's the last haircut? Are we still growing it out?
Still growing out. The last haircut was roughly March 4th or 5th, I remember.
Oh, that's great.
Or nice, it was March 3rd, because I remember I got a haircut in Phoenix, and then I flew to Boston for the Sloan Conference and went to Jazz Celtics, where a bunch of people tested positive for COVID later. And then I went to L.A., where I went to Lakers Clippers, and a bunch of people tested positive for COVID. Then I went to Lakers Nets, and a bunch of people tested positive for COVID. And,
okay.
And I flew home on March 11th, and I've been in Phoenix ever since.
So, Amin, tell me, though, you're not putting it up in a bun on top of your head like Aunt Mabel.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No, sir. Okay. No, you know what, Wolf? A real man just allows the hair to go wherever it's
going
to go.
That's
exactly right.
No need to accoutrements or hair bands or anything
That's
like that.
That's exactly right. Let it grow, baby, if you're going to let it grow.
Amen. Amen to that. Amin El-Hassan, nice enough to have fun with us. All right, are you ready to declare the Suns the darlings of the bubble?
So far through two games, why not?
Yes.
Why not, right? Like, the worst thing that happened to Phoenix in the bubble so far is TJ Warren dropping 53 points and a bunch of cash consideration jokes, which is deserved because you can't trade TJ Warren and a second-round pick for cash consideration. That's not a good look.
You are so
But other than that, the basketball part where they're playing, look, last night, you can write off that Wizards win as, you know, two uglies bumping into each other. But, you know, last night, that's a real win. Because that's a team in Dallas that people think is going to be perhaps a dark horse in terms of a first-round upset team. They've got someone who was on my MVP ballot, Luka Doncic, who had an MVP-caliber game, and they had a big lead. And so the Suns, to make that comeback and beat a better team than them, I mean, that's, look, it doesn't get much more feel-good than that.
Amin, help me on this right here, okay? Luka Doncic, first of all the calls the guys get, I just want to gouge my eyes out. All the calls that he gets, tell me why he is so good. Because I look at Luka Doncic, I don't see a superior athlete. That's just me. But I see a superior basketball player. Why is that?
I think, well, first of all, you're right. He's not a superior athlete, although he's better than what people think. A lot of people want to, much like Larry Bird, people want to call Larry Bird slow and unathletic. He wasn't that slow or that unathletic. It was just in comparison to some of the greater athletes of his era. You know, he's not Dominique Wilkins, but he's also not me, for example.
Right. Like
he's athletic. Don't get it twisted, right? So same thing with Luka, but what it is he's just so developed, and it happened at a very young age. And, you know, that was one of the things leading up to the draft when the Suns had that number one pick. I said, it's got to be Luka. It's nobody else. The first time I heard about Luka Doncic, I was talking to a player that I knew who had signed at Real Madrid. And I said, it had been about a month. I said, how's it going? He said, oh, it's great. We got to meet Cristiano Ronaldo, and we went to the game, and they gave us – and I got a free Audi because Audi's a sponsor of the team. And by the way, the best player on the team isn't even on the team. I said, what? He said, the best player on the team is this 15-year-old kid. He's on the JV squad. Every once in a while, they call him up to varsity. He plays garbage time. He plays a couple minutes here and there. And right now, he's better than everybody on the team, and all the players know, and all the coaches know, and the only person who doesn't know yet is the kid.
That's legendary.
And the kid was Luka Doncic.
That is
now
legendary.
For those of you that say, yeah, everybody says they were choosing Doncic. We had Amin El-Hassan on enough before that draft, and he said it multiple times that he was on Team Doncic
right
instead of Team Ayton as far as the draft is concerned.
More
so we've got the proof.
That's not a knock on Ayton. Like, I thought
yes.
Ayton was a really good prospect, and Bagley and Trey Young. I like all of them, but I just said, those guys are great prospects. This dude is special. You don't get to be MVP of the EuroLeague at 18 years old without being special. Because every time I would say, this guy's different, people would say, well, you guys said that about Ricky Rubio. You said that about Andre Bargnani. I said, no. None of those guys was elite in Europe. They were prospects. They were like, oh, in Darko in a few years might be really good. Ricky Rubio in a few years might be really good. That dude, Luka, was the man, unquestioned, at 18 years old in a league that had people like Rudy Fernandez and Anthony Randolph and all these guys who were rotation NBA players, good NBA players. He was head and shoulders above them all.
Amin, has Cam Johnson got your attention at all and how he's developing?
You know what's funny? We have to fill out our votes for all NBA, all rookie, all that stuff. And I was debating on whether or not to put him on my all rookie team. He ultimately did not make the cut for me. And I said, he had an okay season. It was up and down. Next year, he'll probably play really well. And then, of course, he comes out in these two games like, damn it, man. I should have put him in there, and then I could have had a victory lap. And instead, right. I left him off, and now he's doing this. You know, he's been tremendous. And this is what he was billed as, right? You know, it's kind of funny to see what the break has done for some young players.
Right.
In that the game seems to have slowed down enough for them to kind of have a better understanding of where the opportunities are and where – I fit in, right? Because I think that's a big question every player has to answer and be able to answer truthfully. Is where do I fit in all of this? What's my area where I can contribute to us winning and us being successful? And so I see a lot of young players are figuring it out, and Cam Johnson is one of them.
You know, if you just tuned in, we're talking to Amin El-Hassan, good friend of the show, really knowledgeable front office guy with the Suns and now with ESPN. If you are on, you mentioned Ayton. If you're on the bandwagon that this guy is never going to get it, he's never going to have the competitive instinct, then Marjanovic beating him down the floor twice, the human pyramid, proves you right, and the dumb foul against Doncic. And if you believe, back off. This guy is young. He'll figure it out. You were proven right on Friday. He was fantastic on Friday. So I ask you, how are you looking at DeAndre Ayton right now?
I think he's still a ball of clay. He could go either way. A lot of it is going to have to do with how he's brought up, basically, how he's raised within the organization. I think Monty Williams, one of the great appeals of him is he's a great teacher and a great leader. But I think also we all understand when it comes to 201 East Jefferson Street or whatever address the Madhouse of McDowell is, something on Grand? I can't remember. Basically, we know there's a force that's greater than Monty Williams and there's a force that's greater than James Jones at play there. And as long as that force figures to interfere in how to raise this guy, then it's always going to be up in the air. But if left to Monty and James, I think he's going to work out and develop because those are guys that are going to hold him accountable. And they're going to make sure that he's not gifted anything. He's the number one overall pick. I get it. He's a guy that gets fans excited. I get it. But they've got to go through all the steps in the same way that I always like to say, if you got to bake a cake, it's 400 degrees for 30 minutes. You can't up it to 800 degrees and get it done in 15. You have to follow the steps.
Bringing that up, Amin, when you say there's a force that's inside that arena. If 26 NBA owners think it's a good idea to own and operate your own NBA G League team, does it make sense for the Suns to be one of the four that don't?
I'm going to be honest, and we got to be frank, right? Like, I don't know everyone's finances. You know, what might be you say is essential, maybe he can't afford it, right? Because obviously we're going through an unprecedented kind of financial crunch that's happening to everybody from people living from check to check to even billionaires are feeling it. So I'm not here to question, does he have enough money or not? But my thing is this, you can't put out a press release and well, actually 700 reasons why you're doing this and not mention the money. You're doing it because of the money. Let's be real. Don't pee on me and tell me it's raining. Right? Like, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. I'm okay with that. But you can't say, well, actually, we're not going to develop anyone for 3 to 5. What are you talking about? What team knows what they're going to be doing for 5 years for sure? Look at the Golden State Warriors. They went from playing in the NBA Finals, championship caliber, to all of a sudden, we got guys like Mike Mulder and Juan Toscano and Kai Bowman. And if you've never heard of any of those names, congratulations. You didn't watch any of games of the worst team in the NBA this year, which was the Golden State Warriors. But the idea is, these guys had a farm system that they were working on and developing the whole time. And when the switch flipped on them, not their choice due to injury, they were ready. They had guys in the hopper who were ready to be developed. And some of these guys are going to figure into Golden State's future when they get back to being great again, right? There's no such thing as, oh, well, for the next 5 years, we're not doing that, so we don't even need a G League team. That's ridiculous. The only reasonable explanation is the one that he shied away from admitting to. That I ain't got it. I got to cut costs somewhere. I don't want to fire a bunch of people here in Phoenix, so I'm going to sell this team, and maybe, you know, these people who work for the G League franchise can get a job in Detroit or somewhere.
And please don't have your GM make the statement.
Yes.
You make the statement.
But that's par for the course, right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Dan Le Batard calls it a human meat shield, right? He just throws somebody up there, and, you know, they like James, so he'll say it, and everyone will just take it as gospel.
Thank you so much for your time,
you're the man.
God bless you, buddy. We love having you on.
You guys got it. Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Man. Thanks.
Thank you. You could see Amin on NBA The Jump. You could see him on the pregames. You see him all over ESPN. Their front office NBA insider, former member of the Phoenix Suns front office, joining Duncan Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And coming up next, D-backs, 3-7, 8-19 if it was a regular 162-game schedule. Do you push that button that says panic? It's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Are you talking to me, Merrill Kelly? Yeah, Merrill. Ray. Spence. Pay the number five.
Yeah.
Ray. Make the best pitcher in the rotation. Throw two turns of the wheel. Yeah.
It is really important in the negativity that surrounds the Diamondbacks, and rightfully so. They've stunk. And their record in a normal season right now translates to 8-19 with April ending going into May. 6 month season, they just played 1/6 of their season, 8-19, and very few teams in baseball history have ever overcome an 8-19 start to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So they're already fighting history. They've started so bad. However, it is important to really focus on Merrill Kelly and Christian Walker and even Archie Bradley in limited opportunities on how well these three are doing, because if you want to talk Ketel Marte, great. Be positive about it. Starling Marte offensively is supposed to do this. You kind of wish he would hold on to the ball when it hit him in the glove, but you know, that's kind of Starling Marte, but Ketel, I expect it. Christian Walker, you didn't know after he claimed the first base job last year and took it away from what was supposed to be Jake Lambs. And with Merrill Kelly, he had to fight off other comers for the number five spot. And you look at how well these two question marks have done. I am swallowed up by the negativity of how bad Escobar, Peralta, Ahmed, Calhoun, Kelly, and Lamb have been, and how average most of the starting pitching has been to below average. But, wow, Merrill Kelly and Christian Walker are rocks right now.
Yeah, no, honestly, I just love the fact that Merrill Kelly, too, you can hear it in his voice, too. I don't know if you have any cuts, but just listening to Merrill Kelly. Now, again, they lost the game, ladies and gentlemen, right? They lost the game to the Dodgers, of course, but Merrill Kelly going out and giving them six solid innings. Gave up 9 hits, but he didn't walk a hitter. I love that. Didn't walk a batter, right? Gave up 3 earned runs on 2 home runs. To me, again, Merrill Kelly, no doubt about it, the best guy, I think, in the rotation right now, the most consistent guy we've seen in the rotation. But listening to him, the confidence that he's gaining from this experience. Last year, at the end of last year, I'd say the last 4 or 5 starts of the season, go check it out. I think Merrill Kelly really grew an awful lot, and I think it's carrying over.
If you can go to ArizonaSports.com and hear it. We had Merrill Kelly on the show last week, and he was so open about the growth is his mentality of quit looking around trying to belong, quit thinking about all of these other things, that everything that goes wrong is going to mean I'm not going to get the next start, quit being awed by the situation of finally making it, trying to hold on, and go do your job and get people out. And that simple jump, and it sounds easy to say, but I'll never forget the passion in Shane Doan's voice when he was our mystery guest host filling in for you for the two highest rated shows in Doug and Wolf history. And Doaner said, the problem when you go all in on a rebuild with nothing but young guys is young guys want to win, but part of their competition is everybody else on the roster, their own roster,
yeah,
so they can stay up. And it's not, what do I have to do to beat you right now, the other guys on the other team? And Merrill Kelly has now embraced that. Yet when you ask me, do I have any sound from him, it's still about the team.
Yeah.
When he was asked, are guys pressing in that clubhouse?
I think you'd have to ask each individual guy. I don't want to speak for, you know, what guys' mentalities are in the clubhouse and the rest of the team, because, you know, obviously I don't know. I think the pressing part, we had a couple meetings early in the season. I think the pressing part, I think, could be a big part of it. You know, I think coming into the year, there was a lot of talk about, oh, it's a 60-game sprint. It's a 60-game sprint. You can't afford to, you know, get off on the wrong foot. And I think that probably played a part early. But I just think we just need to get back to playing our brand of baseball, and I think we'll be okay.
You know, it's amazing about it, Doug Lee. So when it's listening to you talk about Merrill Kelly and the way that he was questioning himself last year, right? And boy, does it remind me so much of my rookie year in 1985 when my older brother Craig gave me the best advice that you could possibly give a rookie, Basinonians. I called him up and I was getting ready to leave. I was going to leave the next day. And I said to him, Craig, I have never asked you, do you have any advice for me going into camp? And Craig, Basinonians, he paused for about 3 or 4 seconds and he said, Ronnie, shut your mouth, respect everybody, and pick a fight with the toughest guy on the team. What he really wanted to say to me was, go out there, get this out of the way. You're this high-contact rookie that's coming into the National Football League, and there's going to be guys that are going to test you. Get it out of the way, and then play football. That's basically the advice he was giving me. I think of Merrill Kelly last year, right, and just always questioning himself. Right down to, am I sitting in the right seat on the bus? Right? I mean, just questioning himself. Do I belong here? That's out of the way now for Merrill Kelly. It's out of the way. It's going to be interesting to see where this takes him in his career.
I think now that he feels like he belongs, I don't know if the stuff, you know, is ace or even number two pitcher stuff, but the mentality is ace mentality. And that alone can carry you. I think he's going to be a solid 3 or 4 guy for quite a while. And now there's going to be bumps.
Bubble.
There's going to be bumps. There's going to be issues. But I think you got to feel pretty good about him
he's
right now.
He's got it out of the way, and now he can focus on being the best he can be.
Coming up next, nobody expected it, and it's only 2 games, and a lot's going to get tested tomorrow afternoon. But are the Suns the darlings of the bubble? It's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Wolf, where do you stand on Michael Jordan? Do you think he was a good basketball player?
I think that he was the best ever.
Oh, okay. Would you consider it a correct selection to put Oscar Robertson into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Okay. And you think Harden and Westbrook's careers have done pretty well so far?
Yes, you asked rhetorically.
Just saw a stat of all the good things that happened to the Suns yesterday. I saw a stat that said there are only 5 players in basketball history that have ever scored 40 points, 10 assists, and 5 rebounds in a game 5 times in 1 season.
You're talking about Luka Doncic.
Oscar, MJ, Westbrook, and Harden. There were four guys that have ever done it until last night.
It's just incredible.
And Doncic became the fifth guy to go 40-10-5 five times in 1 year.
Oh, my goodness. He annoys me so much just watching him play, right? Because he's so good. He beats you with his brain is what he's doing. I watch Luka Doncic play base and onions. He's not a supreme athlete. He isn't. He's playing in the supreme athletic league on the face of the planet, but he's not a supreme athlete. I don't see a quick, lightning quick first step. I don't see an explosion. I don't. I see a guy who totally gets you off his feet, gets you off your feet, and then beats you.
He has the change of pace of Nash.
Exactly. That's a great way of putting it. And Amin Alhassan, of course, who joined us, he was also saying he's a sneaky athlete. He's better than you think, and I would agree with that. Kind of like Cam Johnson. We were talking about Cam Johnson.
Yeah,
I think Cam Johnson is a sneaky athlete, and I know that Eddie talks about it all the time, EJ on the broadcast.
Absolutely.
Sneaky.
The Suns, a winner yesterday, and it's actually become a national story. More because the Suns stink, according to the national experts, and rightfully so, and the Mavericks are supposed to be the little darlings that could. And to see a double-digit lead blown by halftime by the Mavericks, there are a ton of people nationally that are staring this thing down. And we asked Amin Alhassan, are the Suns the darlings of the bubble? And at first he laughed. He said, yes, but the worst thing is what TJ Warren just did. and you just gave him away, not to the point of a bad trade. You gave the Pacers something to take him, and he still has helped the Pacers have a great season. But when you look at just what's happening on the court,
you can write off that Wizards win as, you know, two uglies bumping into each other. But, you know, last night, that's a real win. Because that's a team in Dallas that people think is going to be perhaps a dark horse in terms of a first-round upset team. They've got someone who was on my MVP ballot, Luka Doncic, who had an MVP-caliber game, and they had a big lead. And so the Suns, to make that comeback and beat a better team than them, I mean, it doesn't get much more feel-good than that.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't get much more feel good than that. You know what, Douglas? I have to apologize. This entire broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, I want to dedicate to Tootie Robbins, a former teammate of mine. Last night, I received news from a couple of my teammates, former teammates, of course, that Tootie Robbins passed away from COVID.
Oh, Wolf, I didn't know.
I know. Yeah, Douglas, it's brutal. It really is, right? I mean, this guy, I have love in my heart. You say to me, Tootie Robbins, and I have love in my heart when I hear that name because of the player that he was. He played 12 years in the National Football League, ladies and gentlemen. He was 62 years old, and he passes away. Shanita Robbins, his wife. My thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family. And it's just it's COVID. It's the first COVID death that I actually knew somebody. Mm. And Tootie Robbins, of all people, just an awesome, awesome guy and an awesome teammate. Massive human being and a really good football player who played 12 years in the league. And it's really bringing the whole COVID thing down, right? I mean, it's bringing it down to a level we can all absorb it for the most part. When you know somebody that has passed away, I honestly didn't even know somebody who had it, let alone somebody who passed away. And he was right here in Phoenix, and I didn't know that, and that bothers me as well, and I'm sure you all understand why. This is the thing about professional football. It's so weird. It really is. I was talking to Vi Sikahima about this very thing yesterday, Basinonians, but when you're out there and you build these bonds that you do with these guys, You You know these bonds are never going to go away. They're never going to go away. I don't see Vysik Ehima but once a decade. And every time I see him, ladies and gentlemen, the love that I have for him will never be broken because of the dude that he is. And yet, we don't stay in touch. You know, and I'm not talking about Vi. I'm talking about all your teammates. You go out and you lay it on the line and the bond that you feel with these guys. And when you see them, you haven't seen them maybe for years. And all of those years melt away immediately because you pick right up as if you weren't separated for a day. And it's just a weird feeling when you know that that bond is never going to be there again. You know you're never going to see your friend again, your teammate again. And love you, Tootie Robbins. And I apologize for bringing it down, Doug Lease.
No,
I've been fighting it all.
I was going to say, this always sounds weird to say. For those of you who don't know, Wolf is in the Oxygen Community Studios. I'm in Studio Wife, so I'm on the west side, and I have looked Wolf in the face once in the last 5 months now. So I would normally say this to you in a break, but I'd say never apologize for that. I can tell you, friend to friend, the show didn't know it. I mean, the show's been great today.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming in when you probably didn't feel like it today.
Love to you, Shanita, as well.
Mm. Paul's Call, coming up next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Paul's Call is brought to you by Brooklyn Bedding. For the best sleep ever, go to brooklynbetting.com.
Hey, it's your call, man.
No. It's your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's Call.
Hey, don't tell us we can't have Paul's Call when the XFL can be bought out of bankruptcy by The Rock.
If you're some man, what The Rock is cooking.
If The Rock and company can buy the XFL company for $15 million after the last we heard back in April,
the XFL folds again.
Operative word, again. Of course, we do live in a world where they just held an auction in Beverly Hills and
the 1982 Pontiac Trans Am from the TV series Knight Rider sold for $192,000. Christopher Reeve's Superman cape sold for $110,000.
We can't afford a G League team for the Suns, but the ultra-affluent can go out and buy
the
what?
2001 A Space Odyssey spacesuit sold for $370,000. For that same price, somebody bought the control stick astronaut Neil Armstrong used to manually fly the Apollo 11 lunar module to the moon's surface.
The Eagle has landed.
Speaking of going into the stratosphere, we also happen to live in a world where T.J. Warren can erupt for a 50-burger.
It's out to Warren. Can he do it again? Woo. Yes, a three from dead on, several steps outside the arc.
T.J. Warren, a.k.a. Buckets, just 20 of 29 shooting from the field. Bullseye! As the guy the Suns traded last summer for, quote, cash considerations, went 9 of 12 from three-point range.
This man is having the game of his life. 19 of his career-high 53 points here in the fourth quarter.
So the Suns got rid of T.J. Warren, while the Pacers, they say, just get out of his way, Victor Oladipo.
T.J. Warren been scoring his whole life. I mean, since his AAU days to NC State, he was born to get buckets.
So, again, if we can have all that, including T.J. Warren with a 50-burger, don't tell us we can't pack the sawed-off shotgun of sports. Sports takes, and now man versus shark in the direction of Wolf, Long Island.
It's jaws-dropping video of a college student versus a bull shark.
2 hours in, still going.
Oh, we've got a report of a young man against a bull shark. Real story here. The dude's reeling in a bull shark with a rod and reel I mean, you got yours truly over here. In 4 months now during the pandemic, we've caught one stinking fish. I mean, that's a different kind of bull. And now, with all the national media coverage...
I have made national news.
This kid, Doug, he thinks... He's the man.
It took 21-year-old TJ Minutillo 2.5 hours to reel in the 400-pound beast.
How does it feel, TJ?
Tired.
Who's king of the ocean now?
Okay, so there you go.
Bull shark isn't king of the ocean, Bob.
By the way, he did release the bull shark. Anyone out there with PETA, you know, so... Actually, I spent more time this weekend than I care to admit or share watching the Bassmasters Elite Tournament of Wolf in your neck of the woods from Lake Champlain in Plattsburgh, New York.
I don't care.
So there you go. Shout out to my guy Clifford Perch, pacing guy, Bassmaster extraordinaire. By the way, Wolf, we know your weekend was nearly ruined over the news that TikTok might be banned.
I don't know what Wolf was doing. But yeah. It looked like Wolf was trying to dance or something.
Lucky, wasn't dancing, Greg.
Lucky for Wolf's very existence here in 2020 now that TikTok still exists.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok.
The U.S. General Manager for TikTok releasing a video message for users today.
We're not planning on going anywhere.
There you go. News you can use. TikTok is safe. For now.
Based on audience, check out the burgers.
Yeah. Never forget, Paul, TikTok is always watching.
Normally on a Monday, Paulie Pencilneck, we're the one that, well, it's Monday, you know, and we do the whining, basically.
Day after day with somebody who was constantly complaining. Yeah.
And sure, I could go off about the D-backs, batting average of 192 right
team
now.
Team struggling.
How they're testing negative for hits, runs, base runners, and homers with just 2 homers in 10 games, lowest total in the bigs while giving up 18 homers, most in the majors.
Boy, oh boy.
But this
below
morning,
the Marlins, Paul, and the Marlins, I played 3 games.
Yeah. We figure, you know what, Doug, we've had enough angst this morning, so how about we give the mic to Patriots DB Devin McCourty.
This thing on.
When it comes to the NFL possibly moving up the opt-out date.
Because it's getting ready to be on.
Devin McCourty in 3, 2, 1.
I think it's an absolute joke that the NFL is changing the opt-out period, mainly because they don't want to continue to see guys opt out. I'm sure they're shocked about how many guys have opted out.
And he goes on to say, you know what? A deal is a deal is a deal, says Devin McCourty.
It's the same thing when we sign a CBA sometimes. Some of those things that we think are good sometimes backfire. You know, we have rookies who are locked in long-term contracts and tagged. You guys don't think we would love to change that about the CBA, but we can't. That's the point of signing an agreement. So I think it's terrible. I think it's BS that the league has changed that date.
So at this point, we have Doug Peterson, who has tested positive, not showing symptoms, head coach of the Eagles. And then you have 2 starting quarterbacks, at least, in Matthew Stafford and Gardner Minshew, correct? So that's the latest on that front. Now, that rip job there ain't nothing compared to Winnipeg Jets head coach Paul Maurice, who ain't none too happy about a hit by Matthew Tkachuk that was put on one of his stars and took him out.
Oh, it was intentional. Ken is a filthy, dirty kick to the back of the leg. You can't see it on the program feed, but you take the blue line feed and you zoom in. He went after the back of his leg. Could have cut his Achilles. It could have ended the man's career. It's an absolutely filthy, disgusting hit.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did look bad. Yeah.
That's weird.
Big finish.
Rob
now.
It
it's time for another edition of.
I'll be gone.
All right. So Maloney told me I better run this pet story here while she's gone, or I'll be sorry.
I'll be gone danged.
Turns out, gentlemen, that isolating at home with your pet can always get worse.
The claws are out. Cats are apparently fed up with their owners spending all day at home during the pandemic.
If you're at home all day with your cat, this just in, your cat ain't cool with that.
Our cat does not like the fact that we're all home quarantined. She's like, why are you in my house?
So here at Casa Galvisi.
Is that the cat, Paul?
Here at Casa Galvisi, the wife isn't cool that I'm home, the kids, and now the cat, who are all sick and tired of Paulie pandemic at home all day.
I'll be gone dang.
Don't feel too bad, though, as we had zoom out, everyone. It's reality right now, says an expert on cat behavior, a cat behaviorist.
Cat behaviorist Jackson Galaxy, host of Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell, says he has been inundated with pleas for help.
I think that there's cats who are unduly stressed out.
Cats.
Oh, stop it, Paul.
Wolf, the cats are stressed.
Paul.
In fact, you know what? I found the stinking neighbor's cat on my lawn this morning. I interviewed him.
I'm seriously stressed out here.
This isn't funny, because see, now the cats are lashing out and ruining home life.
All the cats going crazy these days.
Sorry.
Right.
We're on top of each other 24/7. They're not used to it. They're not cool with it. Cats stop using the litter box, or suddenly they were acting out, starting fights with the other cats.
The cats are starting fights now all over the place.
Stop.
It sounds like Wolf at training camp starting fights with everyone around him.
I'll be golden.
He's a stressed out cat, Paul.
That's right. That's right. Maybe the cats were told by the older brother to pick out the toughest cat and start a fight.
We want dogs.
Ball's gone.
Thank you, Paul. More dogs.
How did this show make you feel?
Woo! Wolfie stepped up. Owen, you're a longtime cat owner.
Doug and Wolf's. Brought to you by Carol Royce with Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Looking to buy a nice home and can't find one? Go to OurNiceHomes.com. That's OurNiceHomes.com.
My big takeaway from today's show is Marcus Smart of the Celtics had a blocked shot that he kept in bounds. Some comedian tweeted out, Bill Russell is looking down from heaven smiling. Bill Russell tweeted him back, just in case anybody cares, I'm still alive. We can't get a cat at Casa Galvisi. The wife says she's allergic. She says she's allergic. She refuses to take a test to prove it. That's still pending here at the house.
Love you, Tootie Robbins. God bless you and your family, Shanita Robbins. Peace and strength.
Tell me what it's all about. It's all about the youth.